Okay, so if you were out there right now trying to find a professional, could be a corporate lawyer, maybe a specialist physician, or even just a mechanic who won't charge you for blinker fluid. You already know the modern reality. You dive onto the internet ready to be an informed consumer, and bam,
It hits you all at once.
you are immediately drowning in noise.
Yeah.
It's this sensory overload of aggressive marketing, glossy
And
websites.
those testimonials that are just a little too perfect.
Exactly. They sound like an AI wrote them. Everyone promises they're the best, they're client-focused, innovative. But if everyone is the
Then
best,
the word means nothing. Who's telling the truth?
it's paralyzing.
Yeah.
And that paralysis is exactly what we are focusing on today.
Yeah.
We're doing a deep dive into material from matching professionalism, countering marketing overload. And this source, it suggests a solution that's really specific
Highly analytical.
and absolutely necessary. So our mission today for you is to get to the bottom of this core thesis: transparent professional matching counters marketing overload.
Right.
We need to break down what that system actually looks like and why that little word, transparency, is maybe the only real countermeasure we have.
It's so important to see that this source isn't just, complaining about getting too many ads.
No, it's deeper than that.
It's analyzing a fundamental breakdown in how we select professionals. We've shifted from, say, personal referrals and real reputation
You what?
to a system based on who can yell the loudest online, who has the biggest digital promotion budget.
So that phrase, transparent professional matching, that's the roadmap out of it.
It is. It's about moving the focus away from all that self-promotion and back to something verifiable, something objective, from the loudest claim to evidenced capability.
Okay, let's start there. Let's really define the enemy. Marketing overload, we've all felt it, that fatigue. But in this context, hiring a professional, what's the specific danger? Is it just the volume, or is it that the volume is actually hiding real quality?
It's certainly the latter, and that distinction is critical.
Okay.
Marketing overload is not just frequency. It's the deliberate blurring of the lines between real competence and just confidence.
Okay.
When you search for a professional, you want a clear signal, right? But what you get is a wall of uniform, hyper-optimized noise.
Can you give an example of that?
Sure, think about a really technical field, let's say specialized tax law.
Right.
The specific terms that would actually show expertise are often buried under generic feel-good phrases, things designed purely to get clicks.
And that volume forces you, the user, to fall back on really bad proxies for quality.
Awful proxies.
I know I do it. If I'm overwhelmed, I might just default to the website that looks the most expensive,
Yes.
or the one that shows up first in a sponsored list. But a company's design budget has absolutely zero to do with their actual track record.
Precisely. You're defaulting to the loudest voice because your brain is just exhausted. It can't process hundreds of different claims.
And that decision paralysis, you're saying that's the intended effect of the overload.
It is. When the language is all the same, everyone is client-focused, everyone is award-winning, the user is basically forced into a cognitive shortcut.
The easy option.
Always the easy option, which is almost always the professional who spent the most on marketing, not the one who actually has the skills for your specific problem.
That's fascinating. So the source is really pinning this on the marketing part.
Yes.
It's implying the expertise is still out there somewhere, but this non-transparent competitive promotion has totally decoupled quality from visibility.
That is the analysis we have to grapple with. If you have a top-tier professional, maybe a niche CPA who specializes in international acquisitions, if they choose not to play the aggressive digital marketing game, they effectively become invisible in all that noise.
Meanwhile, some new generalist who just hires a big SEO firm can totally dominate the search results.
And marketing overload guarantees that the user defaults to the one who is best at promotion.
Not the one who's best at the actual job.
Exactly.
So we have the problem, a chaotic market where your advertising budget beats your actual ability. If the world is that noisy, what kind of mechanism can possibly cut through it?
Without just becoming more noise.
Right. And that brings us to the first part of the countermeasure, professional matching.
Okay.
It sounds simple, but it's a huge technological lift. Matching, at its core, is a system designed to filter all that noise. It aligns your specific need, say, a lawyer with experience in pharmaceutical patent defense, with a professional's documented specific skills in that one area.
The value there is just immediate efficiency. It's like instead of trying to find one specific grain of rice in a huge bag of mixed beans,
yeah,
you get a pre-sifter that just says, here are the only 5 grains of rice in this entire shipment. It just cuts out all the irrelevant noise.
Okay, so that's a massive first step. It gets rid of the generalists and the irrelevant claims.
Right.
But the source material makes a really good point here. Matching only gets us halfway. If the filter itself is a black box, haven't we just swapped one kind of confusion for another?
Absolutely. And this is the crucial challenge the material brings up.
Right.
You could build the most sophisticated algorithm in the world, but if that algorithm can be bought, if professionals can pay to get a higher ranking,
or if I, the user, don't even know why I was matched with them,
then the system hasn't solved the trust problem. It hasn't fixed the deficit created by marketing overload.
You've just moved the problem.
You've just shifted the competition from who has the best website to who can best game the matching system.
Yeah.
And the user is still just relying on blind faith.
That raises a huge question of trust then. If I don't know the rules of the game, I can't verify the outcome. How do we get past that blind faith?
And that's the key.
Which brings us to the third and really the most essential part of this whole thesis. Transparency. This is the core of it. This is what makes sure the system is working for the user, not just for the professional with the deepest pockets.
Transparency in this specific context means opening up the black box.
Lifting the lid.
Exactly. It means clarity on the criteria, the data, and the weighting, the importance of each factor used to make the match. You get to see the process.
Okay, let's get really specific here for the listener. Mm-hmm. When we say verifiable criteria, what does that actually look like for, say, an accountant? It can't just be a 5-star rating, can it?
No, not at all. A transparent system has to show you objective data points.
Like what?
For an accountant, it might be showing their specific designation. Are they a CPA or just a bookkeeper?
Okay, that's a big difference.
A huge difference. Are they certified in forensic accounting? International tax codes. It means showing their history of successful tax court cases or their audit resolution rates. And critically, verifying they're in good standing with state boards with no disciplinary actions.
Wow. So instead of just being told the professional is experienced, you're told, this person was matched because they handled over 50 cases just like yours in the last 5 years, specifically in New Jersey property tax appeals. And we've verified their advanced certification in that area.
See, that completely reframes the entire decision.
It does, because it's moving from a vague claim to hard data.
Exactly. Transparency directly fights the ambiguity that marketing overload loves. Marketing uses emotional, vague appeals. Transparency demands quantifiable, evidence-based proof.
But I wonder, though, what are the barriers here? Can't transparency itself be gamed?
That's a critical question.
If a platform has to show its criteria, can't a professional just optimize their profile to hit all those points, even if they're just mediocre in reality?
They can try, and the source sort of implicitly addresses this by insisting on verifiable data.
They need data from outside the system.
Yes. It requires independent verification, auditing. A truly transparent system has to be built on data that's really hard to manipulate, like successful case outcomes pulled from public records, or peer reviews that are anonymized and weighted based on the reviewer's own verifiable seniority.
So if the platform is just reporting what the professional claims about themselves,
that is not transparency. That is just a new form of marketing. True transparency means the criteria have to favor data that exists outside the professional's own control.
That shift is profound. When we connect this to the bigger picture, it feels like the source is saying transparency gives the agency back to the user.
It does.
It moves me from being a passive consumer of some persuasive message,
the marketing,
to being an active evaluator of objective evidence.
That combination is potent. Matching streamlines the chaos, and transparency ensures that streamlining is done with integrity, based on merit, not on marketing spend.
And that completely changes how we think about trust.
Exactly. When you're drowning in marketing overload, you build trust based on brand familiarity. You trust the name you see the most.
That's purchase trust.
It is. Transparent professional matching shifts that entirely. You trust the professional not because they advertise well,
but because you trust the process.
You trust the process that brought them to you because it's clear, it's replicable, and it's auditable.
Okay, let's synthesize this. Let's bring it all together as a final takeaway for the listener. How does this combined power of transparent professional matching actually counter that insane volume of information?
Great. Let's put the two scenarios side by side.
Okay. Scenario one, marketing overload.
Hmm.
You spend hours maybe days, sifting through hundreds of vague claims. You're constantly second-guessing yourself, and you end up exhausted. Your job is information consumption.
A very draining job.
Scenario two, transparent professional matching. The system does the heavy lifting. It filters the whole market based on specific, disclosed, verifiable criteria that you set.
And you're not given 100 options.
Right. You're given maybe 3 to 5 qualified experts, and the justification for each match is laid out right there next to their name.
The radical difference is what your task becomes. Instead of consuming hundreds of marketing messages,
what do I do?
Your task shifts to simply validating maybe 5 clear data sets. It reduces the informational volume you have to deal with by an order of magnitude.
So it's not about less information overall, it's about less irrelevant information for me.
Precisely. The mechanism works because it forces the professional market to compete on documented criteria, not on who has the biggest ad budget. If users demand transparency, the market has no choice but to respond.
And that, ultimately, is the real defense against information saturation. It means the future of finding quality service is demanding clarity in the selection mechanism itself.
That's the key.
We've taken a deep dive today into why the solution to all that noise from marketing overload isn't less information, but a much better, clearer system. Transparent professional matching. It lets you get past the glossy ads and focus on what actually matters.
And just understanding this concept immediately empowers you. Knowing that quality filtering must be transparent, that's the key that lets you make an informed choice instead of being overwhelmed by it.
That's a great way to put it.
So here's a final provocative thought for you to take with you. If you are using any platform or system that claims to connect you with high-quality professionals, a healthcare directory, a legal services portal, anything, what is the one question you can ask about their selection methodology that would immediately reveal whether they prioritize marketing spend or genuine audited transparency? Demanding that clarity is the most proactive step you can take. Thank you for diving deep into the source material with us today.